and I destroy in such a manner, كَأَلَّمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا أَلَا إِنَّ ثَمُودَ كَفَرُوا رَبَّهُمْ أَلَا بُعْدًا لِثَمُونَ. I destroy them as though nations of that name never existed. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, on his imani power and on his imani strength, he gave an open challenge to this woman. As I mentioned earlier on, this woman was very intelligent. Anyway, the Quran doesn't discuss the return journey and the discussion that they had with Bilqis. The commentators have somehow highlighted this very briefly, that they finally get back and they informed Bilqis of the happenings, and she decided that she is going to return and she's going to come to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has written that when the messengers returned from Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, then she mentioned, this is written in the Hasha of Jalalain on the reference of Tafsir al-Jamal. She says, قَدْ عَرَفْتُ وَاللَّهِ مَا هَذَا بِمَلِكٍ. Allah's Qasam, I recognized and I had understood this from the very first letter I received of this king. As we mentioned earlier on, that letter was very concise and there was so much awe hidden in that letter that as she read that letter, she was shivering. What was that letter? إِنَّهُ مِن سُلَيْمَانَ وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ أَلَّا تَعْلُوا عَلَيَّ وَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. In the name of Allah, the messenger of Allah, accept Iman and come in the state of Iman immediately before me. Don't try and challenge me. And that was the end of the letter. So she says, قَدْ عَرَفْتُ وَاللَّهِ مَا هَذَا بِمَلِكٍ وَلَا لَنَا بِهِ طَاقَةٌ. And wallah, I had understood from before, but I thought we will just give it a try. We have absolutely no might to challenge this man in any way. And then she sent some of her messengers immediately that go and tell this king, أني قادمة إليك بملوك قومي حتى أنظر ما أمرك وما تدعو إليه من دينك. That I am coming to you now with my messengers and I am going to accept Iman. I am bringing my whole army. Please don't make any decision of my destruction till I don't come. This is written in the Hasha of Jalalain. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is teaching us Iman. What Iman is Allah Pak teaching us? When she prepared and she is leaving this great journey, imagine what disgrace outwardly for her, but of course there was khair for her. If a person has to lose his entire kingdom for the price of Iman, wallah it is cheap. Any amount of loss, any amount of harm, any amount of difficulty for the protection of Iman is cheap. Suhaib radiallahu anhu, when he made hijrat and on the way to protect his Iman, he had to give all his belongings and all his possession. And then when he comes before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Jibreel Amin descends, confirming the transaction of Suhaib radiallahu anhu, and the ayat-e karima were revealed, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بِتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. From amongst the people are those who sell their belongings and their possession to earn the pleasure of Allah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, رَبِحَ الْبَيْ أَبَا يَحْيَا رَبِحَ الْبَيْ أَبَا يَحْيَا. Oh Abu Yahya, that was the kunyat of the Suhaib radiallahu anhu. Let me compliment you on this profitable transaction of yours. What a lucky deal you made. What a beautiful transaction. And what wonderful commerce and trade, isn't this? The loss of his entire dunya for the protection of his Iman. We are living in such a time. What reference to Muslim Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. Sahaba spend the entire dunya to protect a fraction of Iman. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, a time is to come, insan will sell his entire deen to get a fraction of dunya. The entire thing has been reversed. Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in used to send everything. They were ready to part with everything to protect one order of Allah, one fraction of deen. We are living in a time with reference to Muslim Sharif on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. In the signs of Qiyamah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. In the morning, the man will be reciting the kalima la ilaha illallah. And in the evening, his janazah will leave as a kafir. Allah protect us. Then Nabi alayhi salam says, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He will sell his entire deen, his culture, his akhlaq, his teachings, everything of deen for a fraction of dunya. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, when she prepared to come to accept this Iman and come in the presence of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the whole army got ready. It is written in the books of Tafsir that she came in an army of 12,000 people. And every one of this 12,000 was responsible for good few thousands. So Allah had given her a very vast kingdom. There was absolutely no two ways to that. She was a very intelligent woman. Allah had bestowed her with a vast kingdom, and Allah had given her intelligence. Allah had given her everything of this dunya, but she did not have deen, and she was lucky, she was fortunate. As we will discuss, iman was also written in her favor. One side, the journey there has been prepared. On the other side, here Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam wants to reveal another karamat, another miracle. So while he was sitting with his ministers and all his subjects and everything that Allah had made subordinate to him, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made under his control, he poses the question to his ministers and the insan and the jinnah that were seated around him. Of course, it was a vast kingdom. قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِي بِعَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. As she approached Sham, he asked one of his ministers, which one of you can carry that entire throne of Bilqis with its gold, with its belongings, with its beauty, with all the diamonds and the jewelry and whatever it has, and lift the throne and snatch it away from her and bring it to me before she comes? Can we imagine what kingdom Allah had given him today? No king can even think of that. What a question he is posing. He is asking, and naturally the question will be posed to someone who is capable of doing it. Otherwise it is something in vain, and a Nabi will not do something of that nature. So he asked the question, مَنْ يَأْتِينِي بِعَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. Which one of you will bring the throne of Bilqis to me before she comes to me with her entire army in the state of iman? Hundreds and thousands seated around him. One of the jinn, whose name is Zakwan, as mentioned in the Hashya of Jalalain, قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌّ أَمِينٌ. One of them mentioned, O Sulaiman, Your Majesty, Your Honor, I have the ability and the strength, if you so wish and desire, I will bring the entire palace and the entire throne of Bilqis to you before you stand up from your place. Give me that amount of time. Where he used to sit down and he used to make decisions. After all, he was the king also, he was the imam also. So in this Darul Qadha of yours, where you pass your decisions, that period while you are seated there, before you move from that place, inshallah, I am responsible of making sure that the entire throne of Bilqis is before you. And I have the two needed qualities to take this and to accomplish this great task. What are the two needed qualities? وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌّ أَمِينٌ. I have the strength and I am trustworthy. That is why we study the incident of Shu'aib alayhi salatu was salam. Allah's fazl, we just returned from Jordan. I had the opportunity of going to the grave also of Shu'aib alayhi salatu was salam. It is also in Jordan. It is a good few kilometers away from Amman. And on his grave it is written, وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. Allahu Akbar. When a person sees this, he can only cry. The ayat kareema which Allah speaks about Shu'aib alayhi salam. Shu'aib alayhi salatu was salam's incident with Musa alayhi salatu was salam and his daughters, where when he comes, فَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنَ وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ يَسْقُونَ وَوَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمُ امْرَأَتَيْنِ تَذُودَانَ قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا قَالَتَا لَا نَسْقِي حَتَّى يُصْدِرَ الرِّعَاءُ وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. Shu'aib alayhi salatu, Musa alayhi salatu was salam seen that the people were bringing the camel to the water and giving the kettle water to drink. Two girls were standing one side waiting for everyone to go. So Musa alayhi salatu was salam came and he inquired the reason that what is stopping you from bringing your kettle and giving them water to drink. So they mentioned that we are women and our father cannot come because he is of old age. So when everyone will go, then we will take our kettle and we will give them water to drink. Musa alayhi salatu was salam, after all, was a Nabi of Allah. He took those kettle and he gave them water. And of course at that time he didn't know that one of these very same two girls is going to become my wife. The story is very long, and finally Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it such, these girls return home very quickly. The father inquires the reason, and then they narrated the incident that we met a person of this nature and he was very kind and he extended hospitality to us. Shu'aib alayhi salatu was salam spoke to his daughters, and then one of them said, oh my father, why don't we call this person here? And then why don't we hire him? Because I seen two qualities in him, and I think those are the most needed qualities in any laborer. He is the best of mazdoor that we can find. What is that? He has strength, because the lid that was on that particular well could only be lifted by a group of people, and I seen him lifting it himself. So he had a lot of strength, and he was so trustworthy that he protected his gaze while coming here. He did not look towards us even for a fraction. So these are the most needed qualities in any laborer, and I have this person has these qualities. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then came, and of course the nikah was performed. Likewise, this particular person, this particular jinn says that I am ready to bring the throne, and the very same two qualities are highlighted, which are mentioned in the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which is in the 20th juz of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Let us ponder here and let us pause to see what is the qudrat of Sulaiman alayhi salam, what strength and what might Allah had given him. To Jalalain, he told his ministers, Ana uridu asra'u min dhalik. I want someone to bring the throne of Bilqis to me faster than this person can bring it. What strength and what might Allah had given him? What is the question that he is posing? He doesn't say, oh mashallah, alhamdulillah, you mean you can bring it so fast? No, Allah had given him such kingdom and such karamat that he actually asks for something faster than this. قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك. So one of them mentioned, who was from amongst the wazirs of Sulaiman alayhi salam, the wuzara of Sulaiman alayhi salam, the ministers of Sulaiman alayhi salam, whose name most of the commentators have recorded, whose name was Asif, and who was acquainted with the Ismul A'zam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, الذي إذا دعي به أجاب. That name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, via which if someone will ask Allah anything, provided it is not unlawful and forbidden, most definitely it would be granted to him. He told Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Oh Sulaiman, I will bring the entire throne of Bilqis to you, wallah, in the duration of the wink of an eye. This is the strength of Allah, this is the qudrat of Allah, this is the power of Allah. La ilaha illallah, la khaliqa illallah. La ilaha illallah, la nasra illallah. La ilaha illallah, la mu'izza illallah. La ilaha illallah, la maqsooda illallah. La ilaha illallah, la matlooba illallah. La ilaha illallah, la mahbooba illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ma'buda illallah. There is only one Allah, and this is the strength of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Oh Sulaiman, I have the ability of bringing the entire throne of Bilqis in the duration of the wink of an eye. The Mufassireen have written, it doesn't mean that this particular jinn was acquainted with the Ismul A'zam of Allah, and by this name of Allah, this blessed name of Allah, he had the opportunity of bringing the throne of Bilqis. That doesn't mean for a moment that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was not acquainted with the Ismul A'zam of Allah, and he could not make the dua and not bring that. But in this very same manner via which this miracle is been exposed to a higher degree is the miracle and the karamat of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam exposed. For the simple reason that when a person says that if this is the strength of my ministers, then you can imagine what must be the strength of the Badshah himself. So this itself was the miracle of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Like the prosperity of the children is the prosperity of the parents, the prosperity of the student is the prosperity of the Islam, the madrasa from where he studies, or the asatiza under whom he studied. Likewise, if this is the strength of one of those creations which were under the control and the supervision of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, then what strength and what might Allah must have given Sulaiman alayhi salam himself? Now let us come to the teachings of the Quran. Acha. Allah blessed him with this kingdom. How does the Quran present it? This is the fasahat and the balaghat of the Quran, of course. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ مُسْتَقِرًّا عِنْدَهُ قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. And when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam seen this throne before him, immediately without any hesitation or any reservation or any delay or any reluctancy, immediately at once he uttered, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the mercy of my Lord. This is the kindness of my Allah. This is the muhabbat and the ata' and the rahmat of my Allah. He did not attribute anything to himself, anything to his kingdom. Everything was attributed to his Allah. Commentators have written, this could have also happened that that kingdom was destroyed by Bilqis, where she was. It was taken away and it was destroyed. And the very same kingdom, or a kingdom of the very same nature, was instantly created before Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. والله قادر. Allah has the strength and Allah has the power of doing anything and everything. There is no room for our intelligence here or our logic. How is it possible? Someone asked Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi that is the questioning in the grave possible? So Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah fill his grave with Noor, Ameen. He answered so beautifully. He said, is it possible for me, for you, or for Allah? For that mayyat to speak, that is your question. Is it possible to make that deceased speak? Is it possible for me to make him speak? Is it possible for you to make him speak? Or are you asking, is it possible for Allah? For me and you, it is impossible. And for Allah, what is difficult? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, مَا خَلْقُكُمْ وَلَا بَعْثُكُمْ إِلَّا كَنَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا مَا خَلْقُكُمْ وَلَا بَعْثُكُمْ إِلَّا كَنَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. Allah says to create the entire creation of billions of people and then to give death to the entire creation and then once again to give life to the entire creation is like to create one soul and to give death to one soul. It makes no difference to Allah. It's one order. If He wants 100 to be born, 100 will be born. And if He wants 100 to die, 100 will die. It is a matter of the order of Allah. It doesn't mean the more the figures, the more the difficult for Allah, or the greater the task. Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam praises Allah. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ مُسْتَقِرًا عِنْدَهُ قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضُلِ رَبِّي. This is the kindness of my Allah. This is the love of my Allah. This is the mercy of Allah. And why has Allah done this to me? Subhanallah, this is the speech of a Nabi. There is a lesson in everything of a Nabi. Even in the life of a Nabi, even in the dunya of a Nabi, even in the miracle of a Nabi, there are lessons for humanity at large. First he asked Allah, when the throne was brought to him, he praised Allah. That's the first lesson we have to learn. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us anything, we first thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yes, if someone was used as a means to bring that, most definitely we will thank him. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, he has taught us, مَنْ صَنَعَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا فَكَافِئُوهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَا تُكَافِئُوهُ فَدْعُوا لَهُ حَتَّى تَرَوْا أَنْ قَدْ كَافَأْتُمُوهُ. This is the noble teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, which has covered every aspect of the human life. If anyone has done any good to you, فَدْعُوا فَكَافِئُوهُ, then compensate him, reimburse him, reward him, thank him. And if you are unable to thank the man, فَدْعُوا لَهُ, then make so much dua for him, make so much dua for him, حَتَّى تَرَوْا أَنْ قَدْ كَافَأْتُمُوا, that you are convinced you have fulfilled the rights of his favor. What teachings of Nabi alayhi salam? And in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ صَنَعَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا, that person who does you any good, فَقَالَ لِفَاعِلِهِ جَزَاكَ اللَّهِ, and then you told that particular person who done you the favor, may Allah reward you, جَزَاكَ اللَّهِ, فَقَدْ أَبْلَغَ فِي الثَّنَاءِ, you have reached the level of thanking that person. In other words, if anyone does you a favor, there is no better way or there is no better verbal praise you can give to him other than Jazakallah. This is the teachings of Nabi alayhi salam. So we should make it a habit to say Jazakallah, and the one who is been told Jazakallah, No, he is making dua, may Allah reward you. If you are making that statement, then you are saying you don't need Allah's reward, you don't need Allah's help. Then when Allah's help don't come, we are crying, but we don't realize where the root is. So what does Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam do? He says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given me this kingdom. Why has Allah given me this kingdom? لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. Allah wants to test me. Am I going to be grateful to him or am I going to be ungrateful to him? That is why the ulama say, ek Sulaimani tariqa hai aur ek Qaruni tariqa hai. One is the method of Sulaiman and one is the method of Qarun. Qarun was also moving with his health and his wealth and his hasham and his qadam. قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون. Those who are the desires of this world, they said, such a beautiful kingdom, how lucky isn't he? إنه لذو حظ عظيم. How I wish if I also had a fraction of the wealth of قارون. And what did he say? It was told to him, لا تفرح, don't develop pride. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Let not this wealth bring pride in you. And remember, be good as Allah has been good to you. Be kind as Allah has been kind to you. And don't cause evil and corruption on this earth. He looks at that person and he says, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Whatever you see around me is because of my doings and my happenings. Allah has absolutely no say or no share of my dunya. It was the statement that he made. It was sufficient to invite the wrath of Allah. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِئَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ Allah says, I ordered the earth to split. And he started descending in the earth. Allah says, those thousands that were dancing to his tune, everyone ran for his life. There wasn't a soul to protect him. Those that were desiring his world yesterday, they lifted their hands and they said, وَيْكَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ Oh our Lord, we thank you for not giving us the wealth you gave Qarun. You in your wisdom know who you give, what, when, why. Allah knows best. So one is the attitude of Qarun and one is the attitude of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allah make us amongst those people who are grateful to the ni'mat of Allah. Wa kana Allahu shakiran alima. Allah says, you will not find anyone that will appreciate anything of yours more than me. If you give a beggar 20 cents, he will slam the door on your face. But give 20 cents sadaqah, Allah won't say it is too little, he'll reward you on 20 cents also. So Allah says, I look at your intention, I don't look at your quantity. Whatever intention you will make to give, I will give you. Allahu Akbar. Kanzul Ummal. Elan is made for jihad. Contribute in the path of Allah. One sahabi stands up in the night. Allahumma innaka amarta bil jihad. Wa raghabta fihi. Oh Allah, you have commanded us to strive in your path. And you have commanded us to spend in your path. Oh my Lord, I don't have any finance to spend in your path. And I feel difficult not to contribute when people are giving in the thousands of Allah. Oh my Lord, tomorrow it will be the battle between the Muslims and the kafir. When a kafir is going to hit me, O Allah, and he will injure me, O Allah, the right of retaliation that I have, O my Lord, I will not retaliate, and I will suppress my emotions at that time. I will control my anger, and I am contributing this right of retaliation as sadaqah in your part. He says this. Next morning, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam says, Mani al-mutasaddiqul bariha, raat ko sadaqah kisne kiya? Who gave charity last night? It doesn't cross the mind of the sahabi that he gave any charity. My Nabi then repeats his words and he says, Mani al-mutasaddiqu bi'irdihi al-bariha, who gave sadaqah of his honor and his izzat last night? The sahabi stands up. My Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam congratulates him amongst the thousands of sahaba and tells him, Abashir faqad qubilat sadaqatuka. Mubarak ho, mubarak ho. Are mubarak ho, tumhara sadaqah kabool ho gaya. Allah has accepted your sadaqah, and on the foundation of your sadaqah and on the sabab of your sadaqah, Allah Pak has accepted everybody else's charity also. وَلَا لَلَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَتَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ تَوَلَّوا وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ حَزَنًا أَلَّا يَجِدُوا مَا يُنْفِقُونَ Sahaba used to cry because they didn't have to spend in the path of Allah. Today we have, and that also we don't spend. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam says, Allah has given me this dunya, and Allah has blessed me with this miracle. I have to see that I earn the pleasure of Allah out of this. And Allah is going to test me. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ Allahu Akbar. Every ayat, ya, one can speak for hours. In every word there is hidden an entire khazana of ilm. Then he says, Allah wants me to be grateful to him. And by me being grateful to Allah, the kingdom of Allah will not increase in any way. And me being ungrateful to Allah, the kingdom of Allah will not decrease in any way. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ Whosoever, whenever will be grateful to Allah, he's doing himself a favor. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ And whoever is ungrateful, then tell him, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنْ شُكْرِهِ كَرِيمٌ بِالْإِفْضَالِ عَلَى مَنْ يَكْفُرُهَا Allah is free from wants. Allah doesn't need anything. So if you are not going to be grateful to him, he's not going to harm him because he doesn't need your shukr. He doesn't need your ibadat. Where will he need your shukr? He doesn't need our ibadat. Where does Allah need our shukr? Shukr is only one fraction of ibadat. He doesn't need our salat. He doesn't need our sawm. He doesn't need our hajj. He needs nothing of our ibadat. So by us being grateful to him, it makes no difference to him. And kareemun, he is very kind. And he is very tolerant that he gives those that are ungrateful also. In the dunya, if someone is ungrateful, if the father brings a present home and the child says, oh, daddy, you bought this. Biji wakat utara waste koi daro ni mangawa. I will never buy again for you. Why? Because we showed him our ungratefulness. Allahu Akbar. Qurban ho Allah ki rahmat par. Qurban jai Allah ta'ala ki ata par. Every day he's given us ni'mat. Every day he's showering his bounties and his favors upon us. And we are breaking one ni'mat of his. Let us take our very physical body. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبَصِرُونَ. Don't you ponder over your body. If Allah had to say one day, Allahu Akbar, that every time you must use your eyes, gradually I will weaken your eyesight. And every time you must use your ears, gradually I will take away the hearing power from you. And every time you must use your tongue, gradually I would make you dumb. If Allah had to put this penalty for the misusing of these organs and these lungs, then if I look into my heart, I would have been blind, deaf and dumb by now. And he has the ability. It's not that he doesn't have the ability. He can take such intiqam that he can destroy us in seconds. The kamal is having the ability of retaliating and destroying us with one amr, then two he doesn't destroy. Yeah, we've seen the dunya, the attitude, when a thing is not even confirmed, missiles coming from America. This is the attitude of this dunya. Imagine Allah Pak must send down his azab on those very same kuffar according to their disobedience. What will happen? Allah says, تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّى أَنْ دَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدَى. Today will be Qiyamah if Allah must start punishing insan proportionate to his actions. Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, now what does he do? Allahu Akbar.
قال نكروا لها عرشها ننظر أتهتدي أم تكون من الذين لا يهتدون.
Let us change her throne. Let us change her throne and make a slight difference into it. When she comes here, I'm going to see after the changes that I'm going to make, is she going to recognize this throne of hers or not? He wanted to test her intelligence. What was the level of intelligence that she had? Her intelligence and was very well known. People used to speak about it. So he said, let's make some alterations in the throne. And when she comes here, one is when she will see it is her throne, it will add to inviting her towards Iman, looking at this miracle of Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. Number two, we will test her intelligence. Can she recognize her throne or not? Atahtadi, does she recognize it? Am takunu minal ladhina la yahtadun? Or she fails to recognize it. Anyway, Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam commanded his khuddam and his wuzara and the jinnah that Allah had given him, يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ مَا يَشَاءُ مِن مَحَارِيبَ وَتَمَاثِيلَ وَجِفَانٍ كَالْجَوَابِ وَقُدُورِ الرَّاسِيَاتِ اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Allah has commanded everyone to be grateful to him, but Allah has highlighted it to the nation of Dawood alayhi salam. اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. Oh, the offspring of Dawood, be grateful to Allah for his bounties. For indeed the favors of Allah were really in abundance on everyone, more so on this particular family. Father and son was a Nabi, what could be greater than that? In the ayat al-Karimah which I recited, Allah mentions the various tasks that the jinnat used to carry out on the order of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Anyhow, as I mentioned, the throne was changed as Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had commanded them, and according to how he wanted, the throne was rearranged. فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ قِيلَ أَهَكَذَا عَرْشُكَ. Allahu Akbar, look at the intelligence of a Nabi and look at the wisdom of a Nabi. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam did not say, this is your throne. Yeah, have a look at your throne. Because if he had to mention it in that manner, then she would have initially perhaps had a slight amount of reluctancy, but in the question the answer was given, so she would have said, yes, this is my throne. So he asked the question, قِيلَ أَهَكَذَا عَرْشُكَ. Tell me, does your throne look like this? Allahu Akbar, look at the words, look at the selection, how he cornered her, so to say, to test her intelligence. قِيلَ أَهَكَذَا عَرْشُكَ. Does your throne look like this, or is your throne like this? Now look at her intelligence. قَالَتْ كَأَنَّهُ هُ. I think it looks the same, huh? There's كَأَنَّهُ هُ. I think it's the very same one. There is some resemblance here. So she used a very neutral manner. In between, she did not confirm it also, and she did not disagree also. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was very pleased with her answer. And Iman, as far as by heart was concerned, we had already accepted this Iman. But of course, in a formal manner in front of you, we will make the proclamation of the kalima la ilaha illallah.
وَصَدَّهَا مَا كَانَتْ تَعْبُدُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ مِن قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ.
And of course Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, the idol worship or the nation in which she was or all the any other things prevented her from worshiping Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But as I mentioned, she was fortunate and she was lucky that Iman was written for her. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam also says in one hadith that many a times there is a person that stays on the path of Haqq and he's doing the things of good, and just prior to death, taqdeer becomes ghalib and he utters the statement of kufr and he becomes a kafir and he leaves this world. And many a times a person is on the path of Jahannam, but Jannat has been written for him. So his whole life he does evil and wrong and vice. And just before leaving this dunya, Allah gives him the tawfiq of Iman. He reads the kalima, spends his few days in the ibadat of Allah, and in that the angel of death comes and knocks his doors and is on his journey to his Allah. So this is fortunate for that person for whom Allah Pak has written Hidayat, and for whom Allah has written A'mal-e-Saliha in the last portion of his life. Allah